Hot 105 returning to us this morning from Florida National University. We have Rachel Turgerman. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
It's great to be with you as always, Rodney.
One of the strongest advocates against human trafficking in South Florida. And you have your second annual Human Trafficking Awareness Walk. And this is going to take place
Wednesday, January 18th, beginning at 10 o'clock at Florida National University. The address is 4425 West 20th Avenue in Hialeah.
Tell us about human trafficking.
Human trafficking is very complex, but just to put it in a nutshell, is when criminals or the Johns or the pimps, or however you want to call them, Rodney, use force, fraud, or coercion to try to lure you into prostitution, which is sexual exploitation, domestic exploitation, and organ exploitation. This is a $32 billion industry, Rodney. It's only second to drugs. This is horrible. These criminals are taking our children, our youth, and this has to stop. And that's why Florida National University and our 501c3, Dr. Jose de Gaeta Foundation, and Florida National's powerhouse, which is composed of illustrious leaders all throughout Miami-Dade County, like the Dade County Public School System, like the Verena Cabrera, Dade County Police Department, Dr. Juan Perez, the list is so on and so forth, Homeland Security, so many people, over 100 organizations are going to be present, standing unified against human trafficking. We're going to have a bunch of students there thanks to the school system and Accelerated Learning Solutions.
The Human Trafficking Awareness Walk takes place Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at what location?
4425 West 20th Avenue, Florida National University.
That's in Hialeah.
That is correct.
And that zip is 33012. Do you have to bring anything to the walk?
Bring yourself. If you want to represent an organization, please do so. We're expecting a lot of media. Bring your banners, but bring yourself and bring your ears, because the bottom line is this, Ronnie. These criminals are taking our children. This is horrible. They lure you into sexual exploitation. They lie to you. They take your documents. They take your ID, and then you become a slave. Human trafficking is known as modern day slavery, and that has to stop.
And Rachel, South Florida is a hotbed for human trafficking. We have people get exploited for their organs, for their kidneys, livers, and things like that. Sexual exploitation, domestic exploitation, as well as exploitation of farm workers and also foreigners.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, Ronnie, as you know, the state of Florida is number three in the nation. The city of Miami is number two for having the most incidents. That has to stop. We must all come together. As Dr. King said, that an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So we have to come together and say no to this. Again, I want to emphasize that the school system is busing in many children so that these kids can become educated. Now, what are the signs? What are the red flags? What are the indicators against these human traffickers? The contact for more information are two numbers, 305-821-3333 or 786-281-1000. 786-281-1000.
From Florida National University, the second annual Human Trafficking Awareness Walk happening this Wednesday. We're speaking to Rachel Turgerman. Thank you so much for being the advocate in our community.
Thank you so much, Rodney. We love you and God bless you. Thank you for everything you do for the community. Rodney Baltimore.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.